You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Trinata. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
Okay, are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Okay, and can you provide me the spelling of your first and last name?
Last name is spelled H-A-R-R-I-M-A-N. My name is Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, but I'm calling on behalf of my husband, who is a policyholder. His name, first name is Edward. He's right here with me.
Okay. And what's a good callback number, just in case this call gets disconnected?
Callback number is 402-679-3635.
Thank you. And also, would you like to receive text message updates regarding today's service?
Would I like to receive what?
Text messages updates regarding today's service.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I want to explain something before we go further. Okay. All right. His truck is broken down, and it's a city called Lincoln, Nebraska, and we're in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and it's how many miles away?
50
miles away. So can you tell me whether my policy has the towing coverage?
So I would have
roadside assistance. I've already filed a claim. I have a claim number, if that's helpful.
So I would have to get further along with the ticket to know if you fully cover for the service or not.
Okay, next question.
Pay message and data rates may apply. Okay, just bear me one moment. You did say your husband's name is Edward?
Yes.
Okay, do you have that policy number with you?
My policy number is
00026-9208. Okay. Okay, so it's 3026-9208.
That's correct.
Okay, are there any letters in front of it, or is that the full policy number?
It's a commercial auto policy, if that helps any. I'm looking at my insurance renewal page, and that's the policy number on it.
Okay. Just bear me one moment, okay?
Yeah. Do you want to repeat the number, the policy number, to me one more time, please?
Yes, ma'am. So it's 00026-9208.
That's correct.
All right.
I'll hold.
Okay.
So you're going down to get Mark now?
I'm going to give it to Jesus Jane.
Go. No. You got your phone? You're still checking, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, and you did say it was commercial policy?
Yep. Okay. Commercial auto policy.
Commercial auto policy. All right. Okay, so what I'm just doing is trying to see why the policy number is not letting me move forward to the next step. So just bear me one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
I'm sorry. I had my speaker off.
Oh, it's no problem.
Talking to me. Did you ever find it?
No, ma'am. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. Oh, with the, just bear me one moment, because I know you don't want to pay an out-of-pocket expense. I'm trying to see exactly why it's not letting me move forward.
If we have an existing claim that we submitted online today and it gave us a claim number, would that be helpful to you?
So in order for me to do that claim number, let me see. You don't even give me an option to put the claim number in. Did you ever use emergency roadside assistance before, or is this your first time?
First time.
Okay. Because I know if you did use it before, I could just get your policy number from the previous ticket to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just bear me one moment.
Okay.
Okay.
You still there?
Miss Nancy?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. I have a quick question. What's the name of your insurance policy, your insurance?
The name of the insurance? North Star Mutual Insurance Company?
Okay. I think that's the issue. Okay. You said North Star
Mutual Insurance Company.
Mutual Insurance Company. Okay.
I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Here's the question. Okay. So you put in my policy number and you can't find it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you can't find it because we don't have towing coverage, or would you be able to access it no matter what?
So with me, with the policy number that you gave me, it can mean that you don't have roadside coverage, or it also means that the insurance company probably haven't added the vehicle to the, you know, roadside service. But I can continue, but it would just be a full out-of-pocket expense. So if you would
okay,
like...
why would I want... Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay. All right. So if I ask for your help today, there's a possibility... If my agent hasn't added roadside service
mm-hmm.
to my policy, that we'll have to pay for it.
Yes, ma'am. But I suggest to contact your insurance first just to make sure that you do have the roadside coverage
mm-hmm.
on your policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
And
okay.
with y'all being, you know, 50 miles out, it would be a lot of money because we get the quote from the provider. So it also depends on where the provider is coming from as well.
So can you get me a quote and not place the order?
So I would have to, you know, go with the full ticket first to get the quote. We get the quote at the end once we finish getting all your information from the ticket about your vehicle.
Okay. So... we go that far and say I don't like the quote, can I cancel the ticket?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I want to see how much it's going to cost. Can we go further, if you don't mind?
Yes, ma'am. It's no problem. All righty. Okay, can you provide me your address that's on your membership?
Sure. 916 North 28th Street, Council Bluffs, Iowa. Do you know how to spell that?
No, ma'am. Can you spell it out for me?
Sure. It's two different words. The first word is C-O-U-N-C-I-L, new word, Bluffs, B as in boy, L-U-F-F-S. The state is Iowa. The zip code is 51501.
Okay. And you did say the address is 915 or 916?
916.
Okay. North 28th Street, Council Bluffs, Iowa 51501.
Correct.
Okay. And the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
Okay. It is a 2006 Ford Echoline. Do you need me to spell that?
No, ma'am. I have that one. And the color?
White.
White. Alrighty. Okay, and what's going on with the vehicle?
It's overheated, and we don't want to drive it until we can get it repaired.
Oh, okay. Can the vehicle still shift into neutral?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and I'm just going to ask you a few more questions and just answer to the best of your ability, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or is it just standard?
Standard.
Okay, and is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Okay, and you will be the person with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
No, it'll be my husband, Edward.
Okay. And will he be needing a ride with the provider?
No.
Okay. Okay, and can you provide me the location of your vehicle?
Sure. The address is 5721 South 88th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska. And I'm sorry, I don't have the zip.
That's no problem.
Or wait, or do I? Wait a minute.
Is it located at a residence?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I had a zip code 68526.
Okay.
Okay. And the drop-off location?
Would be our home in Council Bluffs there, that address I gave you.
Okay.
You want me to repeat it? I can't.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm just going to repeat it back out to you just to make for sure. 916 North 28th Street, Council Bluffs, Iowa, 51501.
Yeah, Bluff. B-L-U-F-F-S. Is that how you have it spelled?
Yes, ma'am.
Council Bluffs. Okay, great. Yeah, that's the address.
All righty. Okay, how would you like to pay, with debit or cash?
If so I got to do all this before I get a call, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I guess I'll pay with cash because I don't want you to have my credit card number.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just place you on a brief hold while I get in contact with the provider and get a quote for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You will.
Let them know that it's one of those white work vans. It's a van.
Okay.
You know, the white van. Okay, thank you.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.